It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
Rumble of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I'd been sent out to interview him. He was an old sailor. He was still deploring the passing of the full-rigged vessel and the coming of the liner. He was telling me the difference between the two, and years after, long after he had gone, I thought about him and remembered what he had said. There was action in the old days when I learned to love the sea. There was beauty in the canvas which your turbines can't replace. Oh, the liner is a lady, but she's not the girl for me, for she's businesslike and snappy, and there's hardness in her face. And I like to see my woman wear a little bit of lace. There was poetry in sailing when the seas were running free. There was music in the rigging when the wind began to blow. But the liner, she is haughty, and she's not the girl for me. She walks away from humble ships who try to say hello. And I like to have my woman sort of friendly-like, you know. It's all business now in sailing, as I think you will agree, with arrivals and departures just as regular as bed. Oh, the liner is a lady, but she's not the girl for me. She always shows about the same each time the log is read. And I'd rather have a woman with some nonsense in her head.
Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. He sailed at the dawning. All day I've been blue. Red sails in the sunset, I'm trusting in you. Swift wings you must borrow, make straight for the shore. We marry tomorrow, and he goes sailing no more. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely.
Very little that we call the best of its kind just happens. Excellence in anything is usually the result of painstaking effort and deliberate thought. Take the boys here in the studio with me. Harry Zimmerman doesn't play that organ so skillfully by chance. He may have been born with a musical talent, but he has had to exercise that talent constantly and patiently and willingly to acquire such skill. Eddie Howard was born with a beautiful voice, but without study, determination, and a willingness to be up early in the mornings and at work, you would not be hearing him today. All men who succeed are workers. So those 100,000 Land O'Lakes farmers who rise at dawn to get their sweet cream to the creameries to be churned while it is still sweet are simply doing what must be done to make the best possible butter. They are heart and soul working for Land O'Lakes' success. I like also to think that while they are on the way to the creameries, Eddie Howard is practicing that he may sing his best for you, and Harry Zimmerman, prompted by the same urge, is up and at the organ. The dentist said they wouldn't show. Nobody would know anything about it. He talked me into that thing. I thought him honest, and I believed what he said, and I submitted to his wile. And he had those uppers of mine removed and that gold bridge built and sent me on my way with the conviction in my mind that nobody would know or even suspect. But the next day this bit was written. The dentist tinkered day by day with wax and sticky gum. He built a model out of clay and shaped it with his thumb. He made the man a lovely plate with three teeth in a row and bars of gold to hold them straight. Then said, "They'll never show." Go forth, the dentist told the man, as proud as you can be, those teeth are perfect. No one can tell they were bought from me. Why, I, by whom the work was wrought, the truth had never known. Were you a stranger, I'd have thought those teeth were all your own. While going out, he bumped amiss. "Excuse me, please," he said. The lady smiled to hear him hiss. His cheeks went flaming red. He met a friend upon the street who joined him for a walk and said, "Let's go where we can eat and have a quiet talk." "I'd rather walk," the man exclaimed. "Let's stay upon the street, for with you I should be ashamed some solid food to eat." "New teeth?" the friend remarked, and lo, the troubled man said, "Yes. My dentist swore you'd never know. However, did you guess?"
Keep smiling at trouble, for trouble's a bubble, and bubbles will soon go away. With never a sadness and nothing but gladness, we'd weary of life in a day. Be like the violets that doze 'neath the chill wintry snows. They bravely wait for the May. So keep smiling at trouble, for trouble's a bubble, and bubbles will soon go away.
Breakfast certainly is one of the most important meals of the day. And on these frosty mornings, it's essential that those youngsters off for school and Dad ready for a long day's work start the day well fortified with a hearty, energizing meal. Hot cereal, crisp bacon, soft-boiled eggs, and especially important, piping hot toast with plenty of good fresh butter, because butter is one of the richest natural sources of vitamin A, and bread or toast is marvelous energy food. So make sure that Dad and the children, too, eat plenty of fresh buttered toast. And you can be sure of one thing, breakfast toast will taste oh so much better if you use Land O'Lakes butter churned from sweet, not sour cream. Why, as this butter melts, there's never any sharp, strong taste, only the country fresh flavor of rich, sweet cream. Just watch those extra slices disappear. So don't forget, for fresher, finer flavor, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. And once you try it, you'll use it always.
You had a dream. Well, I had one too. I know mine's best, 'cause it was of you. Come, sweetheart, tell me, now is the time. You tell me your dream, and I'll tell you mine.
The top executive of one of the big factories in Detroit was unexpectedly called to Washington some years ago, and he was obliged to turn over a very important business matter to a young and bright but timid clerk that was in his office. He said, "You take care of this for me tomorrow," and the young fellow got frightened and said, "What will I do in this case and that case or that case?" And the executive turned on him and said, "Well, now, listen, you have legs, hands, pair of ears, pair of eyes, and a head." "Yes, sir." "Use them," he says. "That's all I'd have to use if I were here. And I've thought of it many, many times since, and I wish I could get every young fellow just starting out to believe this next bit that I'm going to do. Figure it out for yourself, my lad. You've all that the greatest of men have had, two arms, two hands, two legs, two eyes, and a brain to use if you would be wise. With this equipment they all began, so start for the top and say, 'I can.' Look them over, the wise and great. They take their food from a common plate, and similar knives and forks they use. With similar laces they tie their shoes. The world considers them brave and smart, but you've all they had when they made their start. You can triumph and come to skill. You can be great if you only will. You're well equipped for what fight you choose. You have legs and arms and a brain to use, and the man who has written great deeds to do began his life with no more than you. You are the handicap you must face. You are the one who must choose your place. You must say where you want to go, how much you will study the truth to know. God has equipped you for life, but he lets you decide what you want to be. Courage must come from the soul within. The man must furnish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You were born with all that the great have had. With your equipment they all began. Get hold of yourself and say, 'I can.'"
From the land of the sky,
have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, discriminating housewives always prefer the extra freshness, extra flavor goodness of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. You'll like it too. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.